We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Pac-12 champion.
Omarui for three. Yes!
Oh, and a steal and slam for Williams.
Duarte to the basket. The slam.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Outright champ.
Holy three.
Goal!
Holy ball!
Left wing. Pow, pow.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Regular season champions. And now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Busy day. And it's a great day because Oregon baseball is back in action this afternoon. If you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, we are going to have so much fun coming up at 4 o'clock. That's right, 4 o'clock is when we'll get ready for Oregon baseball. Actually, a 3:45 pregame show is when things will, well, rock and roll. And I'm so excited to welcome back Oregon baseball. You know, that's one of many sports that had their season get pushed. And it stunk. Don't get me wrong. It sucked for everybody. But now seeing Oregon baseball back in action at PK Park is just going to bring smiles to, I think, a lot of people. So I'm really looking forward to it. We'll talk with Alex Stimson, who will join me on the broadcast throughout the course of this season. He'll take the lead on the broadcast tonight because we also have Oregon basketball in action. This is a big one. Oregon and Stanford both need this game. They both need to win this game, I think, for different reasons for each team. Yeah. Huge matchup. 5:30 pregame here on the Oregon Sports Network and a 6 o'clock start time when the Ducks will take on a very, very good Stanford team that did not have one of their starting guards last year, or last time they played, I should say. Dejon Davis will be back in the lineup, it looks like, for the Cardinal, and so it kind of balances out because Will Richardson actually wasn't in the lineup for the Ducks when Oregon played Stanford earlier this year. Well, as a really interesting matchup because the Ducks were a little sluggish. They trailed by 2 at half the first time Oregon and Stanford met. LJ Figueroa missed a three, followed, dunked, tied it at 41, and the rest of the way the Ducks outscored the Cardinal 32-15. That's just one example of the many energy plays that you need throughout a basketball game, and I think Oregon is searching for some of those energy plays. They practiced hard yesterday, traveled last night. I talked with Coach Altman for the Toyota Coaches Corner earlier today, and I think he feels pretty good about this matchup. Coach Altman also sat down with the media, so we'll have that for you in just a moment. Going to hear from Andrew Mosiello and Jack Scanlon, a couple newer faces for Oregon baseball that are going to be big contributors. Alex Dimpson joining us as he's on his way over to PK Park. We'll talk with him. And also, I'm really excited to talk with Courtney Nagel today. The women's tennis team is off to just an amazing start. Lost a really close one on the road to start the season. Since then, have won four in a row. And it's awesome to see them performing like they are because they're healthier. You know, they've had some injuries the last few years. Now they're healthy. And they're ready to rock and roll. Well, we actually talked with Courtney Nagel yesterday, and we have it for you on the show today, Oregon women's tennis head coach. She told an awesome story about camaraderie between two teams within the University of Oregon Athletic Department. You're not going to want to miss it. I mean, it will bring a smile to your face. That's all coming up. Without further ado, though, let's talk Oregon and Stanford. So 5:30 pregame show tonight for Oregon men's basketball across the Oregon Sports Network, and the Ducks in a big-time matchup against the Cardinal. We'll see. 6 o'clock tip-off on ESPNU this evening. ESPNU for the Ducks and the Cardinal. Well, Dana Altman, talking with the media, previewing everything. He sat down with him yesterday.
Dana, just looking at Stanford, obviously another top quad one opportunity. It's been a tough trip for you historically. What do you think of first impressions of the matchup? And obviously De Silva on the inside, how do you go about trying to contain him?
Well, he's really good, and he's playing really good. You know, we'll have a difficult road trip. You know, the Northern California road trip's always been difficult for us, and this will be no different. Cal's really good at home, and Stanford, you know, has got everybody back. You know, they went through a period of games where they had some players injured. They're back. They're back home. So we know we got our work cut out for us, and we're going to have to definitely amp it up from what we displayed on Monday night.
Yeah, Danny, with the stretch coming up, four games, seven nights, are you more worried about the physical toll that it'll take on the team, or is it going to be more difficult to just be mentally ready for this stretch?
Oh, I don't know, Chris, if it's the energy from physical or mental. I don't know. I just, obviously, you know, I'm sure everybody was disappointed. Our staff was disappointed with the energy level that we showed Monday night in a big game that we needed to bring it, and we sure didn't. So as a coaching staff, we're disappointed that we didn't have our team better prepared, especially me. I mean, we knew how important the game was, and you know, we didn't show. And that hasn't been something that, you know, our program is usually showed up for big ball games, and we sure didn't show up the other night. And so I don't know if it's physical energy. I don't know if it's mental. You know, I talked to a lot of guys yesterday, just trying to, you know, get them going a little bit. We took the day off just because we got back so late Monday night. You know, I felt like they just needed a day to try to bounce back a little bit. So, you know, we'll see today in practice. But I think we're going to practice today. I told them, I said, fellas, you know, I know we got a lot of games coming up, but we need to practice. You know, we need to be physical in practice. We need to get our game back. And we've just been having so many walkthroughs trying to conserve energy between Colorado, Utah, USC. You know, we haven't practiced. So we took a day off yesterday. We're going to practice today and hopefully get a little bite back in our game for Stanford on Thursday.
Yeah, my question was actually going to be how you work on what you need to work on in practice, given how the frequency of games in the last few days and coming up. So is that a change in direction then? Had you determined that you were going to dial it back in practices, generally speaking, over these couple of weeks, but now you've decided, hey, we got to hit the gas again in practice?
Yeah. I mean, with all the games coming up, I didn't really plan on getting after them today, but you know, I was going to give him, you know, Tuesday off regardless, you know, win or lose on Monday night. We were taking yesterday off as our NCAA required day off. So We were taking that off, but I didn't plan on, you know, really getting after them today and then getting on the plane. But, you know, we need something, you know, it hasn't worked, you know, with the walkthroughs and being game ready. We sure weren't the other night. So, you know, it's uncharted water for us, really, just on, you know, playing three games every week. You know, so we just going to have to roll with it. And I don't know if it's right or wrong. And I told the guys that. I said, fellas, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's what I feel like we need to do. And we just need to, you know, push forward. We're not going to go real long, but we are going to go hard.
Dana, the last time you faced Stanford, it was a double-digit win, but they had the halftime lead. You guys had to come back in the second half. What do you remember about that game, and do you expect a similar challenge?
Well, we didn't play very well the first half. I do remember that, and watched part of the game, obviously getting ready for this one. So, you know, we did a better job in the second half of moving the ball and getting some buckets to fall. We struggled offensively the first half, but got it going a little bit the second half. You know, we're a different team now. You know, they're a different team. So, you know, I anticipate a different ball game, a different style. They've got some players back. We've got Will back. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, but it will be a tough ball game. They need the game. We need the game. It'll be two teams that, you know, I anticipate will go all out trying to find a way to win.
Dana, in past years, your players have talked about how this is around the time where the buy-in to the system really comes full circle and guys really feel like they understand what you and your staff are preaching. Do you feel like this team has that this year at this point in the season, or is there still some ways to go to get that buy-in and that understanding?
Oh, you know, every team's different. Andrew, I mean, there's no certain way we do things. You know, every team's different. Every group of guys, you put them together and they're different personalities, the leadership, the makeup. So, you know, this team, I like the guys. They've worked hard. We've been through a lot of ups and downs with ankles and COVID and that, and too many days away from the floor. And so it's just been a real different year. And so how this team responds, you know, be totally up to them. You know, the other teams we've been fortunate enough to work with, if you know, some of them have finished really strong. You know, whether this team will, you know, I don't know. But the guys are good guys. They want to finish strong. But there's going to have to be a lot of things come together for that to happen. And so not making any predictions. I'm just saying the guys really want it. They'll work really hard to try to make it happen. And I know we're talented enough to make it happen. So we'll swing away and hopefully find the energy mentally and physically to compete. And I know the guys were really disappointed Monday. I was disappointed, everybody. That's not what we expected. And so I know they'll practice hard today. I know they'll be prepared to play tomorrow, but Stanford's a good team. We're going to have to play well, you know, just not play hard, but we're going to have to play well, you know, to get it done.
Dana, two individual matchups. You mentioned, obviously, Will's back compared to the first time, but they got Davis back at the point. You played him last year, but I guess it was more of a matchup with Peyton in that game in Palo Alto. So just what do you think of a matchup of point guards who just haven't played this year? And looking ahead to Saturday, what is it about Bradley that everybody in the league knows when they play them that they have to contain him, and yet he scores double figures in virtually every single game? It's pretty uncanny for a team that plays as slow as they do, and when everyone knows they have to slow him down, very few teams have been able to.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Dejon is a very gifted player. You know, we recruited him hard, and his athleticism is really good. So he, you know, he creates problems because he can get to the basket and he's a good defender. And so he's been playing some off for him, James. You know, he's kind of been a combo this year where, so, you know, Will be matched up with him some, but, you know, other guys will be also, but he is a good defender, and his athleticism, you know, will create problems for us. Bradley is just a really good scorer. He's very versatile. He can score at the basket. He can post up, get to the rim on drives, mid-range game. You know, one dribble, two dribble pop-ups are pretty good, and he can shoot the three. So, you know, defensively, he is a nightmare. And he's one of the best offensive players in the league. And because of that versatility, you know, you put a big on him, and he takes him outside. You put a littler guy on him, he can take him inside. So he's really tough to match up with.
To go back to minutes and rotations, you know, this is the time of year where rotations start to get trimmed a little bit. But do you maybe foresee, just because of the amount of games that you have and the, I guess, lack of time between that, you know, maybe someone like Luke gets more minutes than he has had over the course of the year, or maybe your deeper bench guys start to see a little bit more run just because you got to keep people fresh?
You know, yeah, you go into each game, you know, with, you know, kind of a game plan on minutes and fouls, and, you know, other factors might, you know, mess that up a little bit. But, you know, we've been playing nine guys. You know, how we finish the season, I'm not quite sure. You know, some of it will be determined in practice today, and some will be determined on the flow of the game. But, you know, right now, you know, we've got those nine guys. We know that Aaron, you know, can give us some minutes, and Luke Ward can give us some minutes if we need them. You know, it's hard to play 11 guys, but, you know, right now the nine that we've been playing, you know, are probably the nine will play the most. But again, fouls, injuries could dictate something else.
We'll ask about UCLA and Arizona specifically after some of the games ahead, Dana, but how much are you looking at, because those games just got added on top of this weekend, just the day-to-day and the nitty-gritty and the daily reports right now? Because, I mean, for instance, Seton Hall dropping impacts you guys more significantly probably than most people expected, because they're right up against the line of quad one versus quad two. And you get UCLA and Arizona added, and that's two more shots at quad two, and Stanford's in quad one. That this time of year, everything matters to the point of literally games from almost 3 months ago, exactly where they finished makes the biggest difference right now.
Yeah, James, I don't know. I haven't even looked at it. You know, we just got worried about winning some games. You know, I had looked at it before the Colorado-Utah series. We had a little time there. I looked at it, but haven't looked at it since. So, you know, I don't know. We got to go play the games. And I hope our guys aren't worried about that. You know, we just go play and see what happens. I stopped following it, you know, since before Colorado. You know, I did look at it before Colorado, looked where we were at, looked where the other teams were at. But since a week ago, just is what it is. We got to go play. And, you know, if we take care of our business, we'll have an opportunity. If we don't take care of our business, James, doesn't make any difference. So we just got to go play and play well against Stanford, play well against Cal, Arizona, UCLA, Oregon State. You know, we got a bunch of games here. We just got to play well, James. And I think if we do that, we can take care of our share. If we don't play well, you know, all those numbers don't matter anyway.
Yeah, I think that's a really sort of Captain Obvious point, right? You know, if we play well, then you're going to win games. But I think it also speaks to the fact that Oregon's issues haven't necessarily been that the opposition has outplayed them at times. It's been when the Ducks have not played well. And that's just how talented Oregon is. And I think that's kind of the point here. Oregon Badgers basketball head coach Dane Allman brought to you by the Lehigh Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center. Fight like a duck with cancer care you can count on. Up next, a little bit more basketball, but also going to dive into some baseball with today's season opener. Hearing from a couple guys that I think are going to be big contributors in Andrew Mosiello and Jack Scanlon after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack here with you. Today's show is brought to you by Crumble Cookies. You can order Crumble in-store or for delivery, curbside, pickup, nationwide shipping. Come see them off Coburg Road here in Eugene if you need that sweet tooth fix like Scott Phillips does pretty much once a week. Crumble Cookies has you covered. Oregon baseball starting their season about a week later than we thought. We're going to talk with Alex Simpson, who will join me on the broadcast again this season in a little bit. First, though, Andrew Mosiello. You know, I thought that he really showed as a freshman that he belongs at not just at the college level, but he can exceed at the college level. Was really one of the bright spots in that shortened season for the Ducks. Andrew Mosiello getting ready for another season for Oregon baseball now. He won't be in the starting rotation this weekend, but I think you're going to see him featured out of the bullpen quite a bit. And he has a really, really awesome right arm. Andrew Mosiello talking with the media to preview the start of today's Oregon baseball season.
One of the things we were just talking about with Coach was just the importance for pitchers of staying on your throwing program throughout a year, just for the sake of your health and everything else. And so with COVID protocols, I mean, it would seem there's a lot of pressure on you guys in particular to be smart, make good decisions, you know, keep yourself on track. As a pitching group, do you guys feel a little extra pressure in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, we can. Obviously, our routine is super important to us. It's, you know, one thing that we preach here, stick to your routine. And, you know, if you want to go out and make poor decisions that affect that, you know, that's not something that we're looking to do. As a staff, we will be doing a good job doing that and, you know, getting the best players out on the field all the time.
Tell us a little bit about the depth of the rotation and the bullpen right now, Andrew. I mean, you guys have a lot of different weapons. Give us a sense of what's it like right now.
Yeah, so we do have, you know, a great amount of depth with everyone coming back. You know, people had options to go different places, and, you know, we're fortunate enough to have that. Pitching depth is always something that's crucial. It's really important throughout a season. You know, we have a long season. Could be injuries, could be COVID-related stuff this year. But yeah, we just have a lot of hungry guys, you know. And yeah, we do have a lot of depth, and it's awesome to have.
Yeah, what was it like this week? You know, not to pour salt in the wound here, but watching, you know, a bunch of other teams kind of get their season started. I mean, did that just make you guys sort of chomp at the bit a little bit more to get going this weekend?
Yeah, you know, with losing the season last year, it was tough for sure. Opening weekend to be out. But I think the team who does, you know, the best job handling, you know, the punches thrown at them and just rolling with it will end up on top this year.
Andrew, what are you most looking forward to learning about the pitching staff in this season opening series?
I'm excited. There's going to be a lot of guys and, you know, roles that, you know, maybe they've never done before because, you know, all the COVID related stuff. But I'm just excited to see how everybody responds. How the freshmen come out, you know, first weekend in college. I just think it's going to be a good opportunity for everybody.
What's it like pitching for Coach Angier? What do you like about his approach? What have you taken from Coach Angier so far?
Yeah, Coach Angier is great. He does a really good job of simplifying things, you know, not trying to overthink too much. Just, you know, really focusing on executing each pitch and, you know, moving on for the next one.
That's Andrew Mosiello, the Oregon pitcher, ahead of the opening game of the season here coming up against Seattle. If you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, it'll be at 4 o'clock in a 3:45 pregame show across the Oregon Sports Network with Oregon baseball getting rolling. Another guy that I think is a big key for this team this season, Jack Scanlon, hit the ball extremely well last year and came in and I thought did a nice job behind the dish and has worked on his defense. Coach Waugh is pretty darn happy with where he is defensively, I think. And Jack Scanlon talked with the media about the season up ahead.
Jack, what's it been like managing a pitching staff, getting on the same page with all those guys while also being an offensive player and trying to be a threat in the lineup? How have you balanced it this year?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, building a great relationship with those pitchers. I started doing it a little bit last year, but really over this quarantine break, I was able to get to them and, you know, really ask them, you know, what they need of me and what we can do to just make everything smooth out there. And honestly, just go out and dominate the opposing team. But with the hitting aspect, it hasn't been too difficult. I enjoy that. And getting to work every day is awesome. It's just, I'm just happy to be out in this field again.
Jack, and the things you've seen in the scrimmages, who are some of the pitchers who've impressed you so far?
I think they've all done a great job, especially coming back. I can't even say one specifically because I think they've all took a tremendous step forward, whether that be, you know, physically getting stronger or just competing on the mound. And I just think as a collective group, our pitching staff has done a great job in getting better this year.
Jack, just about every team since, you know, sports got started back in the fall has dealt with a COVID-related pause in one way or another. I'm just curious what lessons, if any, you guys kind of took out of this past week and how do you apply it going forward for the rest of the season?
Well, just to stay steady to our protocol, and we already got our season taken away from us and know how important it is to, you know, follow the rules and do everything the right way. You know, if we do our part, then we'll be able to have a full season, and that's all we want. You know, we just can't wait to get back out there and play, like I said earlier.
Jack, what are you most interested in learning about your team this week?
Well, I think I know pretty much we face adversity throughout this whole entire, you know, COVID deal. But the most interesting thing is to go out and see how we compete and, you know, all the work we put in to prepare. I'm just excited to see the finished product.
Jack, we've heard Coach Waugh talk a lot about how you guys are much more physical. You got after it in the weight room. Could you just take us through what that was like for you personally and just being more physical at the plate?
I think the biggest thing, Coach Hunter does a great job of getting us right, you know, and doing specifically for each of us. You know, we're all different, and whatever I need, say I need to get faster, he does that very specialization type of deal, but it's helped me tremendously on the field, seeing results of how the ball turns off my bat and just being able to move better.
I think that's going to be one of the storylines I watch throughout the course of this season is the Ducks have now been through more than a year in this strength and conditioning program with Darrell Hunter, former Oregon baseball player himself, has really focused on strength and conditioning since then in his career. He's also working with pitching analytics for the Ducks. I just think, you know, what Coach Waskowski's brought in, the culture was building last year. Now it's here because it really is year two, even though it was the oddest first year I think that any coach could have ever asked for. That's Andrew Mosiello and Jack Scanlon talking with the media ahead of first pitch for Oregon baseball. Going to stay on the diamond. Alex Stimson's here. We're going to talk with him next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop any 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. they bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear Wallet, you can't stop a new 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout. Tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Baseball season. Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joy Mack here with you in the Country Financial Studio, and joined again for another year. It's Alex Stimson, everybody. He's back for one more year. Your first year, just like Coach Wasikowski, was a little bit shorter than we all anticipated. How have you been?
You know, it's been great. It's only been, about 11 months and 2 weeks, but who's counting? Am I right? Who's counting? In all seriousness, it feels great to be back, and it really kind of started to hit this morning, too. Sat down with Coach Waz to do our pregame for the OCCU pregame show in the Toyota Coach's Corner, and it was just awesome. I mean, again, a little bit dynamic, not really seeing the whites of his eyes, I guess, kind of over Zoom, but you can feel the enthusiasm. I was telling you, he texted me at 6:59 this morning. We're supposed to interview at 11. He texted me just before 7 saying, I'm ready to go. Yeah. So, I mean, the enthusiasm is palpable. I'm fired up, and I imagine you are too. I mean, you got to be jacked, buddy.
Oh, I am. Baseball was the first sport that I did for the Oregon Sports Network, and so I just have so many fond memories at PK Park, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what Coach Wasikowski brings to the table because – it was a shortened year for him. I think everybody – we've talked about this before, Alex. Everybody remembers that Oregon was on the way to the airport to play UCLA when things shut down. So go back in time for fans to remind fans when everything shut down and what was going on for baseball at the time.
Just even the week before the dynamic, I was going through old photos and videos today. Just looking back, and I think it was March 8th, the last game they played. Just a beautiful day in Hawaii. I mean, it was literally in paradise. They absolutely smacked the Rainbow Warriors that day. It was 13-2, I think the score was. And you kind of started to feel a little bit of juice going into conference play. It was the biggest series of the year against, at that time, the preeminent conference favorite in UCLA. I was pumped because I'm from that area just to get back down there, be in Jackie Robinson Stadium to call the series. And, like you said, just kind of in the span of almost 48, 72 hours, it's just like the world stopped. And all of a sudden, it's felt like we've been on pause then, And so to kind of get back to see all those players that really started to get going, Aaron Zavala, Kenyon Yovan, Gabe Matthews is on the precipice of breaking just about every record in the Oregon book. It's great to see them back. And again, like just to see the excitement around this program, around Coach Waz, you can just feel the juice. But, it's been a long time coming. I'm just grateful. I'm pumped for baseball season to be here,
And it was a week later than we thought it would be. Last weekend, the Ducks with a COVID pause, and so now getting rolling a week later than we thought. So you had to add a week to your calendar of countdown, right?
A little bit, but after waiting about 11 months, a week is kind of just a small grain of sand in the grand scheme of things.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
I mean,
it was weird, and talked to Coach Waz again about that earlier today. He said, nope, we're good to go. Last week, again, it was a bump in the road. Obviously not ideal after all that buildup. But, it's a small setback in the grand scheme of things. And so looking forward to hitting the ground running.
Super seniors for this team, as you alluded to. Guys like Matthews, Yovan. I'm excited to just see what their careers look like when we look back at the end of this season. Because it's a great opportunity for a couple guys that have been through the wars here for Oregon baseball.
Yeah, Jovan has been almost a household name in terms of Oregon baseball fans for quite a few years now. I mean, 2017 was an All-American as a freshman, All-American as a hitter last year, first Oregon player to ever do that. Really amazing. Already mentioned Gabe Matthews, an Oregonian as well. And even looking at guys like Nico Telesche, you know, he's making his first start today from Canby, Oregon. 64 previous appearances, has not made a start. Coach Watts is fired up to see him on the bump today. So, yeah, like you're saying, I mean, seeing a lot of those veterans kind of get that second chance that they really wanted, and it's almost like a reset on that first year of Coach Waz's tenure. And you and I were so – everybody was so excited about Coach Waz coming to the program, kind of just ramping things after being part of that first staff under George Horton. So, yeah, I'm really excited for those guys like Jovan, like Matthews, like Telesche, like all those guys who were kind of like chomping at the bit, I imagine, to get going.
Yeah, I think they are. Alex Simpson joining us. We got baseball coming up. If you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour here on Duck Insider, 3:45 pregame show, you'll be able to tune in not just across the Oregon Sports Network on the radio side, but on the video side as well, goducks.com/live for the video stream here coming up. We've got a lot of fun things in store because, fans, we get it. Like, we are your eyes right now. You cannot be in the stadium. We hope that we'll be able to have you back to PK Park soon. And so, you know, I'm going to tell all of our camera guys today, Alex, like, you are the eyes of everybody out there. So what would you want to see if you were in the stands, right? I mean, that's what we're going to try to accomplish here. So all that being said, things are going to look a little bit different. Things are going to be odd to not have anybody in the stands. I joked with Dane Altman that usually I'm sitting as close to him as you and I are sitting now, and he can't hear a word I'm saying at Matthew Knight Arena. Well, now I'm sitting 20 rows up, and he can probably hear every word that I'm saying at Matthew Knight Arena. It's going to be a little bit different this year.
Yeah, that ping of the aluminum bat is going to kind of reverberate just a little bit more this year, you know. But, I mean, you mentioned the Quack Video team. I mean, they're going to do a great job putting on these live streams, not just this weekend, but throughout the year. Hope to have some network broadcasts as well. You're not wrong. I mean, it is going to be different, but it kind of feels like, again, after that long wait, we've all been waiting so long, it's just, let's just get on the field, you know, let's work through it. We're just happy to have baseball back, happy to see them back out there, and should be a fun product on the field, too. I'm jacked, Joey.
Real quick, shout out to the Quack Video crew. Sunday, there are going to be 5 different broadcasts going on basically at the same time, and somehow we have figured out a way to have all of them occur. I can't tell you another school that's able to do that. So shout out to the entire Quack Video team because it's quite a lift right now. There's a lot on their shoulders. All right, breaking down this team. Offensively, I think I'm excited to see what the team looks like at the plate after working with Daryl Hunter in the weight room for a year, after working analytics with Brett Thomas, and after working with Coach Martyr and Coach Wazikowski with their approach at the plate. I think that Coach Waz is pretty darn excited about the offense that this team could bring.
Yeah, they return a lot at the plate. I believe it's every single hit that they collected last year, they're bringing back something like 98-99% of runs scored, RBIs. I mean, you're going to see a lot of familiar faces that really contributed at the plate, some of which earning All-America honors. But you're also going to see a couple of new transfers come in. You're going to see a pretty nice and deep freshman class as well that Coach Waz was very enthusiastic about. I just kind of gave him a quick little question, and he went off on a tangent talking about some of the new players coming in. But
get used to that.
I know, and I'm excited about it. I'm happy to have that back. Don't get me wrong. But it's exciting to see kind of that offensive production. We're going to kind of see how he kind of mixes and shuffles his deck, if he wills, because he's got a lot of tools in the tool shed to kind of use some quality players. So, a lot of production coming back. And it's really going to be interesting to see how that top and middle of the lineup kind of shapes out here in the early portions of the season.
I'm curious to see where Aaron Zavala ends up. You know, Aaron Zavala is a guy who Coach Wazikowski has said he's got to be in the lineup somewhere. You know, does he DH? Does he play in the corner outfield? Well, you got Kenny Jovan who can DH, and he was an All-American as a hitter last year. So there's a balancing act there. Where do you figure Aaron Zavala ends up throughout the year?
You know, he kind of tiptoed around that a little bit. He talked about kind of the versatility that he has defensively, kind of alluding to that. He's got a lot of quality players. We're going to see a lot more of Josh Kasevich over on the left side of the infield this
shortstop,
year. We saw him a little bit over at third, going to be moving over to short. Might see Nowitzki over at third, usually at second base, so that's going to be a bit of a change. But, yeah, I mean, Zavala's bat has been so big, especially going into conference play. He put together a couple of really nice stretches right before the shutdown, unfortunately. And he's just such a versatile player, though. You know, I mean, luckily for him, he's not kind of pigeonholed into one position. You can kind of find a way to squeak him in while still shuffling your lineup depending on matchups. But, yeah, Zavala is going to be someone. Again, Matthews and Jovan are the guys that really kind of garner the attention when it comes to the powerhouse production. But Zavala, at the end of the day, I mean, might be pound for pound, maybe their best offensive player. And so curious to see exactly where we see him throughout the season. I imagine it's going to be all over, but we will see him in the heart of the lineup, that's for sure.
Gabe Matthews, Gold Glove caliber at first base. Jack Scanlon sure has burst onto the scene coming off of last year. Looks like he's going to handle most of the catching duties, but you always need two guys at that spot. The outfield is really where things are interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a lot of different names that could be out there this year.
A couple of new transfer coming in from Stanford as well. Also a freshman from South Eugene that really going to be competing for time out in center field that Coach Waz talked about. We saw Anthony Hall out there in center field who had some ups and downs in center, is really a strong corner outfielder and had some really nice moments at the plate too. But again, it's kind of a blessing of riches, if you will. I mean, having so much returning and then having so much come in, it really kind of opens the deck for Coach Waz to kind of have fun, kind of see what works, especially in these early portions, especially leading into conference play, and even not just conference play with that big UCSB series on the horizon as well. That'll be a real big test. But, yeah, first and foremost, going to be a great test this weekend against Seattle. And I know Coach Waz is excited to kind of see, all right, who's ready to rise to the challenge and who's ready to play ball, you know?
Yeah, four games coming up at PK Park. Starts today and then 4 o'clock on Friday and then throughout the weekend. And Mother Nature's going to cooperate. She always does for Oregon baseball. You know, I was talking with Coach Waz Kasky about this too, like, and I asked him, you know, opening weekend, do you piece things together in a way where you can see different athletes at the plate? And he was like, his answer was very to the point, just no, the guys are going to determine who's going to play. And his point there is that the competition level, I think, has been pretty strong. You know, that's kind of what I'm excited about, is because they have so many different options, I think that if someone's struggling, well, there's somebody who's really, really good sitting on the bench. And every team has probably got that a little bit more this year than in years past, because there's more depth with guys coming back. It's an extra year, free year of eligibility, as we've discussed. I'm curious to see how that shakes out on the offensive side. You know, how long of a leash, for lack of a better phrase, do some guys have? That's going to be an interesting thing for me for the first few weeks.
Yeah, he mentioned kind of, to your point, that kind of competition level that we've seen, not just in fall, but all the way through spring. Some guys ebbing and flowing, having their highs and lows, but overall the intensity and just kind of the fun around the program has been pretty high. And I think you kind of mentioned a couple of coaches earlier, the coaching staff has been really cohesive. And I think a lot of that comes to them being Oregon products as well. I mean, you mentioned Martyr, you mentioned Hunter, you mentioned Thomas. Even Sean Harlan coming in as the director of baseball ops now, replacing Jamie Walton, who did such a great job. I think that it's tough to kind of put a value on that, but I really think that adds to it. Even today, seeing guys like Scott Heinemann in the pros, like tweeting about it, he's fired up, you know? And I think there's a lot of reason to be for that to be the case. But yeah, to your point, I think that kind of plays, again, it's tough to kind of totally measure that, but that plays a big part in kind of just the intensity and the collective enthusiasm, the juice, whatever you want to call it, leading into the season.
By the way, nobody was happier about Scott Heinemann going to the Cincinnati Reds than one Todd Miles, who's the sports information director for Oregon baseball and a longtime Reds fan. Nobody was happier about that. You know, lastly, I think the biggest key to this entire season is going to be the pitching. You know, we're going to see Nico Telesche here tonight, Peyton Fuller. Colin Kafka has been a mainstay. I'm really excited to see Brett Walker pitch on Saturday. You know, what does the rotation look like? Coach Waskowski said that was his biggest question that he wanted answered, is do the Ducks have a dominant starting pitching staff?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how that shapes out. Nico Telesche, we mentioned getting the start today, first ever start as a Duck. But the rest of the rotation does seem pretty deep, and it does seem pretty flexible, too. I mean, we might see Kafka go in and out of the bullpen. We've heard rumblings of him as maybe closing coming in as well. Mosiello, too, is someone that really impressed last year. I was just in love with some of his stuff and his makeup. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, I'm kind of curious to see how the rotation shuffles out. I mean, again, he's got kind of a lot of bullets in the chamber to play with.
Yeah, Robert Ahlstrom, mainstay, isn't in the rotation this weekend. We'll see how the Ducks use him. And then I'm excited to watch Caleb Sloan pitch, transfer who came in, powerful arm. And then the Ducks have a couple young arms that I think they're pretty excited about. Coach Angier, I've asked every player that I've gotten a chance to talk to, you know, hey, what's Coach Angier like? And all of them are like, you know, once we got comfortable with him, like, it just works. Like, what Coach Angier does, like, it just works. I thought that Andrew Mosiello maybe put it best. He just simplifies things for you, and sometimes you don't need to overthink. You just need to outcompete the guy when you're on the mound.
Started to see some flashes of that at the tail end of last season, since it ended so abruptly.
And it was the tail end.
Exactly, you know, but you'd start to see a little bit of it, and yeah, it was funny from my perspective going on a couple of those road trips, and you meet Jake Angier, and you're, like, this is an interesting brand of humor this guy has, you know? But like you're saying, I mean, once the guys got comfortable with him, again, it's a brand new coaching staff for a lot of them, but as they got comfortable, you could see them be comfortable, not just in the dugout, but on the mound as well. And guys like Mosiello that you mentioned, a new crop of players coming in. Isaac Aon is a guy that I'm really excited to see, the big fella. But yeah, what Angier's been able to do with this staff and continues to be able to do is pretty impressive. And I'm really excited to see the growth for a lot of these guys throughout the season.
Well, we got a lot of fun things planned for you coming up for Oregon baseball season. The Ducks' first pitch will be thrown just after 4 o'clock today against Seattle U. Alex Simpson going to be up in the booth. I'm actually going to be roaming the stands. Yeah, it's going to be weird for me, too. I'll try to call out each seat that I'm in, and I'm hoping that somebody listening is going to be like, oh, dude, that's my seat. You know, that's the hope anyway.
I hope you got a good hookup in the ticket office there, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, Jason Harris, I'm looking at you, pal.
Not saying, just saying.
You know, so, and then throughout the course of the weekend, we'll have a lot of different fun things planned for you. We got double duty, though, tonight because we got baseball and then Oregon basketball on the road coming up against Stanford. It's a big day. Alex, thanks for the time, buddy.
Hey, thank you, man. Really excited for the season, and go Ducks, man.
Alex Simpson going to be with us for Oregon baseball all season long. Quick time out when we come back. A little bit more on the Diamond Sports. Also, we're going to chat with Courtney Nagel, head coach, Oregon women's tennis. They're off to a great start, currently on a nice winning streak. Keep it here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to catch up with Courtney Nagel, Oregon women's tennis head coach, and seriously, awesome story about camaraderie between two Oregon sports that she's going to tell you. Courtney Nagel. Anytime I get to talk with a coach that is off to a pretty great start to a season, well, that's a lot of fun for me because, you know, my job is to sit here and brag about the Ducks. And now we get to do that with Oregon women's tennis head coach Courtney Nagel. Coach, how are you? How are things?
I'm doing great. Hey, every day we get to practice is a good day, and every day we get to compete is a great day.
What was the off season like? I mean, how did you guys adjust, and what was your team able to do? What were you up to as a coaching staff? I mean, what was the off season like?
It was definitely very different. We were lucky because we had our girls come back for the fall. I know there's been some teams that, you know, they didn't, you know, they had less players. We had a majority of our team on campus. So I think we were able to go through, you know, and really learn the protocols and really buy into those pieces early on in the fall. so that when we came back this spring, it was second nature to the girls. I'm really proud of what they've done so far and like how they've adopted everything. I think they've been done a tremendous job just like handling themselves, you know, staying safe. We haven't, you know, knock on wood, nobody has had any cases on our squad yet. And they've just, you know, done a great job, and we were able to train, and they worked really hard over fall, and then they went home for break and came back, and they've been, you know, working extremely hard ever since. The tough part was not having tournaments, you know, that was the toughest part of it, is, you know, trying to create as much competitiveness in the fall amongst them within the team, you know, with match play and different, you know, tournament type formats to create that competitive atmosphere and feeling for them so that they could, you know, mimic that a little bit. It's not always the same as, you know, being in the real thing, but we did what we could to try to do that so that when January came, we would be a little bit more prepared. But yeah, it was definitely very different. You know, I think it was very challenging also for the athletes, because, you know, they have Zoom classes, you know, weights, you know, repeat back to Zoom classes, practice, and then back home. It was very monotonous for them. So one thing we did this fall to break it up was we met with the golf coaches out on their turf, and they gave our girls a golf lesson.
Yes.
Yeah, it was great. It was like country club style, and our, you know, we had a couple girls that were driving the ball pretty far, and you know, that was something fun that we did to just like get outside, do something a little bit different, like together, learn something new, connect with another team. And that, I mean, that was like the one thing. And afterwards, the girls were like, thank you so much for doing that. That was, you know, that really broke up the monotony of like what we've been doing, you know, every day, you know, for the past, you know, however many weeks throughout the fall.
Who was the best golfer on your team?
No, that's a tough one, because we've got a couple that that can hit the ball really well, and they're pretty good athletes. I'd say Lily probably has the farthest drive.
Okay.
Reefa's pretty close. She does play a lot of golf on her own. Her dad is an avid golfer and has like I think he has like six sets of clubs.
Wow.
And so when she's back home in Indonesia, she plays a lot of golf. And then, you know, we had those that had to decide whether they were going to hit a backhand as their golf swing.
Oh, sure.
Or they were going to go their regular swing side. That's always one thing that comes up. And then we did a little bit of like chipping and putting and played some fun games, and it was cool to connect with the Derek and Monica, and then they had one athlete in town as well that helped out. So, yeah.
So when's the golf team coming to play tennis then?
I know the invitation is open, and they can come, you know, whenever. I'm thinking that it's probably going to happen after the seasons are done.
Sure.
You know, maybe towards the end of spring, but yeah, we the invitation is open, and whenever they want to come out, they can.
Do me a favor, when it does finally happen, please let us know. Like, we gotta film this. Like, we need this is great. Like,
yeah.
I love that story. We're 5 minutes in, and I haven't even talked to you about your team yet in the season, because this is so much fun. Courtney Daigle joining us, head coach, Oregon Women's Tennis. You know, I was curious too, Coach, were any of your student-athletes able to compete on their own during, like, the big pause before they all came back? How'd you guys stay in touch with all the Zooms and everything else?
We did a lot of Zooms. We had some Zoom competitions throughout that period where we had to – little videos that we would do, or every week someone would choose a challenge. And so we, you know, whether it be like making a new meal or a dessert, and then we'd kind of present it and do like a group Zoom with that. We had some players that were able to play in their home states or countries, some tournaments over the summer. And then we had a couple that were able to play that stayed home during the fall and were able to play then. So Aris from Spain, she was able to play quite a bit. Janice from Indonesia was also able to play. Reefa played some. Lucia also was able to play. And I think Maddie was able to play one tournament as well. And then the other ones were not able to play. So it was about half of them could play. And I think it definitely helped them, because going, you know, 1 year without an event is a lot different than going, you know, 6 months without an event.
It was a really great conversation that we had with Courtney Nagel. We're up against the clock a little bit today with so many broadcasts going on, but I could tell you that for the rest of our interview, Oregon Women's Tennis Twitter and Oregon Women's Tennis Facebook, you'll be able to find our chat with Courtney Nagel there. Wasn't that a cool story, though, about her squad and the golf team? I mean, and I love that she was like, yeah, it's just like this country club camaraderie, you know? That was cool. Dave asking, do you think by May 2021 we'll have fans at PK Park? Dave, I wish I had an answer. I really do. I really wish that I could definitively say yes, but I have no idea. I have no idea. Coming up, weekend schedule and a big one for Oregon men's basketball tonight. There's a lot of postseason going on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle
can we get
up.
Some ice cream?
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you in the Country Financial Studio. My thanks to Dane Altman, Andrew Mosiello, Jack Scanlon, Alex Simpson, Courtney Nagel, all for taking the time today. Back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back interviews has pretty much been the theme of the show with so many different sports going on. I hope that it's been fun for everybody, because, you know, our struggle every day is how do we have like a 5-minute capsule of everything that's going on, but then also have some of our long-form interviews and keep you updated on everything that's going on, and it's I hope that we've done okay. 5:30 pregame show tonight for Oregon basketball. I think a couple things. One, Ducks have got to get the ball moving. They have had single-digit assists in way too many games this season. Got to get the offense going. And I think Will Richardson's going to help with that. I think that Oregon getting that message from Coach Altman will help with that. I'll give it away for you a little bit. On the Toyota Coaches Corner, I actually did get Coach Altman to laugh today. I was really surprised. And I was telling him that I hope that I don't hear him saying, move it, move it, move it, from the sideline anymore. Because he's been saying that too often, right? You know, the Ducks have just been stuck in the mud offensively, as Coach Altman described it. And as soon as I said that, Coach Altman started laughing, and he was like, yeah, we were barking at him. They just weren't listening. Well, I think the message might have gotten through after the Ducks practiced yesterday. So against Stanford, got to move the basketball. And rebounding continues to be a huge key. The Ducks have been way – way too negative in the rebounding margin lately. They have got to get that figured out. Oregon baseball, season opener today, 4 o'clock. I'm really looking forward to it. Myself and Alex Simpson, we're heading over to PK Park. Alex is already there. I'm going over right now because it's baseball season. Week later than we thought, but it's been 11 months and 2 weeks since we had Oregon baseball, and I am excited to be back. See you then, everybody.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.